the church and football. And imagine if somebody said, "Why I don't go to football games is because I was taken to too many games by my parents when I was growing up. The games are always played when I want to do something else. Every time I go to a game, someone asks me for money. Although I go to games quite often, few people are friendly enough to speak to me. The seats are too hard and uncomfortable. I'm often too cold or too hot. I suspect that there are hypocrites sitting nearby. They come to see their friends and to look at what others are wearing rather than watch the game. The referee says things I don't agree with. The band usually plays some numbers that I've never heard before. Some games last too long, making me get home late. I have a good book on football. I can stay at home and read that." You see what I mean? Football and church going have things in common. They also have this in common, though. The great uplift and the excitement of being where something great is going on, and seeing and hearing and being part of something that is good to look forward to and good to talk about afterwards. Seeing heroes of the faith in action, who have dedicated and disciplined themselves for the sake of their faith, putting everything they have into what they're doing for the game and for the people. The tremendous feeling of social solidarity, packed in with fellow supporters, all full of enthusiasm and zeal. The children get so inspired they go home and practice football or worship like anything, and they dream that they too will be in a first-class football team or church position.